It's all on you. Will your keynote speech be a base hit, a strikeout, or a home run? It's all been leading up to your 20 minutes on a stage. The events team has spent a small fortune planning it. The marketing team has spent 6 months promoting it. And the sales team is waiting in the wings, eager to capitalize on it. And all you have to do as the keynote speaker is hit it out of the park. Easy enough, right? Actually, no. Most leaders say it's one of the hardest things they're asked to do. Few leaders like doing it, and no leaders like hearing the expectations described above. So, they wait too late to begin planning for it, and they strike out. It happens more often than you'd think. About 60% of all the keynotes that will be delivered in this upcoming conference season will fail in their main objective: positioning new opportunities for the company. How can that be? After all, most company keynote speakers are senior executives with an entire support staff. So how can more than half of their keynotes fail to leave an audience impressed? The truth is, most keynotes follow the same formula. The usual cliches to shine light on the brand, mixed with this year's fresh coat of paint and a presentation about what you're doing and why your customers need it. And while this formula is easy to pull together by an internal marketing team, it rarely meets the expectations of what an audience came to hear. The audience wants a broader view. They want to hear industry insights and comparisons. They want perspective that is relevant and useful to their companies and their plans. And they want to be entertained by how the keynote speaker weaves it all together. We've witnessed countless keynotes over the years, and this disconnect replays itself time and time again. A keynote speaker takes the stage to great fanfare and spends the next 20 minutes talking about their own company. They don't connect the dots to marketplace issues, industry opportunities, or their customers' priorities. And the audience is left to figure out, does this matter to me? It takes alignment on three key elements to make a keynote memorable and repeatable. And it's why we've developed our formula for a winning keynote: a clear storyline, plus memorable stories, plus a compelling storyteller. The storyline. Impactful communication leverages the power and clarity of a storyline to lead listeners to a clear takeaway. It's the right structure that leads listeners on an incredible journey with a blend of insights, discovery, and a little fun. The journey looks different from one keynote to the next, but great keynote speeches lead to big ahas. If there's nothing new, the keynote just diluted the value of the entire conference. These are the headlines, these are the proof points, and this is the foundation that supports all other sessions. Stories. Audiences love stories because they're repeatable when they're told well. But only about 22% of stories that are told in a business setting are memorable. And in our years of research on stories, there's one pretty clear reason why. The story being told wasn't aligned to the journey for the listener. Successful storytelling ties together key points. We often say that a successful keynote can be measured by a listener who remembers your message and can validate it by repeating a story from your presentation. Stories make a message real and bring complete ideas or data to life for an audience. But by themselves, their impact is limited. It's the combination of stories within a storyline that gives a keynote its shelf life. Without a set storyline, stories entertain without leaving a lasting impact. And without stories, a storyline often struggles to bring points to life. A keynote speaker needs both in order to make a message resonate until next year's conference. And that leads to the differentiating element: the presenters themselves. The storyteller. We tell many presenters that communication is a blend of head and heart. Good data points align with the brain, and good stories align with the heart. Presenters who can engage both head and heart have a much better chance of connecting with an audience. Great storytellers don't want you to hear their stories. They want you to feel the story, and they inject emotion into stories in the way that they tell them. Think about a favorite speaker in business, comedy, politics, even religion. They all have a certain energy and conviction that seems to pull you in. Most speakers aren't willing to invest the time to learn how to do this well. They're relying on the communication style they've had for more than a decade. And while it's good enough for running a business meeting, it isn't good enough to engage an audience from a stage. It takes coaching, it takes effort, and it takes the right blend of all three ingredients in our formula to bring it to life. A clear storyline, memorable stories, and a compelling communicator. Conferences are back and bigger than ever. Your customers are giving you 2 to 4 full days of their time. And most companies are counting on only a few people to lead a journey that catapults everything else into place next year. Are you one of the people they're counting on? It's a lot of pressure, but we can ensure that you'll deliver on it. Invest the time and effort to improve your skills, and you'll knock it out of the park. If you're the next speaker, commit to being the best one. We're here when you need us.